This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While accepting the Democratic Party nomination to challenge U.S. President Donald Trump in November, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden promised to represent all Americans and to work just as hard for those who do not support him. He also vowed to heal a country battered by a deadly pandemic and an economic catastrophe by uniting all Americans. The speech helped conclude the four-day Democratic National Convention, which was held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans kick off their convention next week, where President Trump will officially receive his party's nomination. More than 792,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. Authorities in Peru and Morocco have approved phase three clinical trials for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China National Biotech Group. Phase three trials, which usually involve several thousand participants, allow researchers to gather data on the efficacy of potential vaccines for final regulatory approvals. The experimental vaccine of CNBG, a unit of state-owned pharmaceutical giant China National Pharmaceutical Group, has entered a phase three trial in the United Arab Emirates and has already recruited 15,000 volunteers. It has also obtained approval to be tested in Bahrain and a phase three study designed to involve around 6,000 participants there. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council Thursday, setting the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its most important and powerful institution. Pompeo said the United States will not allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons.
President Trump and this administration have discarded the fiction that the regime merely seeks a peaceful nuclear program. We will never allow the Islamic Republic of Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Pompeo added that the United States was disappointed that the other Security Council members did not back the United States.
All told me privately that they don't want the arms embargo lifted either. And yet, today, in the end, they provided no alternatives, no options.
None of the other council members said they believe the U.S. had the legal right to demand the reimposition of sanctions because President Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. As such, the demand is expected to further isolate the U.S. and the U.N. and test the Security Council's credibility. New York City police officers have faced more than 320,000 complaints from the public since the mid-1980s, but less than 3% resulted in penalties. That is according to newly released data that offers a rare glimpse into the long-veiled realm of police misconduct and accountability. The New York chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union Thursday published data on complaints against more than 81,000 current or former NYPD officers after prevailing in a fight with public safety unions that had sought to keep those records secret. The sentencing phase of a suspected white supremacist who pled guilty to killing 51 Muslim worshippers in New Zealand's worst mass shooting will begin on Monday. The March 15, 2019 attack carried out by a lone gunman took place across two mosques in the city of Christchurch and was targeted at Muslims attending Friday prayers. Australian Britton Tarrant was armed with semi-automatic weapons and broadcast that attack live on social media platform Facebook, which the company said it removed after being alerted by police. Tarrant admitted to 51 charges of murder, 40 charges of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act in a hastily called Christchurch High Court hearing earlier this year. The court will now sentence Tarrant on all 92 charges. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my Plugin Africa, welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful and they are called the Great Walpolians. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Oli wa beijo, oli wa laisi, kule tele kuchiko ba passage. Hey. Oli kwa original, toli no chukule njoba over China. Kasusu kali kwa original, kwa uno nchamula. Kwa kala nyoyera undi momo sali, kwa ntambo zalu jekile kukagali. Ulu sinjuru na nene buzantino zani, zani. Changa na koko zala lenya Nuru msintula nenebuza Zani ayakalo mungina kwe Nengereche wato cheche weche gona Nibazo motonzi wate ya kuona Newe mpiti na barge kweto baona Simoli chanda kukasenda bazana Wakala nyo hila undi momo sali Wandambu zalu jekiri kukagali Uru sintula nenebuza ntino zani Zani nkomenyera
kukagali
Uliro tambula nchamula mkwano
Come
And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune in to African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Thank you. time they money. Things that our people do for money. Things that our people do for money.
Chelete, Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpolians later on. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Sole by Jekori Afanta featuring Levi Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
Take me, like you, love me, like you. from you, separates me from you. And if you need my future contest, not a woman of it compete with you, not it compete with you. I'm so deep in love with you.
Baby, this time in confession,
I'm so deep in love with you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David. That music.
Fanta, Fanta, featuring the Levy Bobo. Ale, ale.
Kanto yo, fansuli, wamita na ngomansu. Kanto yo, fansuli, wamita na ngomansu. Marasule bere muna nambara. Marasule bere muna nambara.
Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away when I come back. King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
This is Nilante, K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. Singer the One from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African beat with host David Bandy.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, the African beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpoleans, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
I knew how it would feel to be free.
I'm Marcel Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, a.k.a. Lady S. And I'm the leader for the Great Wapola, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. I've been doing life skill training and also, again, doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents also, again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are, but you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community.
Presently, I am with the Great Walpoleans Band. I am doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined, and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5-week training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as and somebody that have gone through all what you're saying, I'm made to understand you went to the government model secondary school, mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting One Family People?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family People. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocating song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one. Coming together as one to make development. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
Well, let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brain behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now, and they are now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood, and I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people, music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I moved around the city and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around, but I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing. In the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns. And I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting. Are we going to paint a house that has been painted? Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close. But we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
But tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Wapolian group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady has said, first we try to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we try to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceive them, what society think of them, and then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years. But then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
So, I meant to understand, I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Cause we break all barriers, we change negative mindsets for disabilities. Self-to-self-compassion is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lilian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their family.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. After MISIO Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael, Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great world for them, OMP had the maxim.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are covered copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix. These are songs that inspired us, and the singers like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It's nice so much, and I want to say thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura, who they are representing other 24 that are members of this Great Walpoleans. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Alimatu Lagan, of course, to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leoneans, Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leoneans, come back. Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage.
Well, thank you so much, Great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the Great Walpoleans, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on The Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Dena Dennis of the Style Girls, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African Beat with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintoumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conquer. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inos of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na kimbelio.
I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Arthur Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody here today. Somebody.